brother.
Ah.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'll get your guns, you American scum. Hello, it's Dianne Feinstein. I've taken over the broadcast, and I'm stepping on top of the world. I've got my concealed carry, but you won't have yours, Mr. and Miss America. I'll be getting those firearms no matter what you do.
Well, not if we can stop you, Dianne.
I'll get you First Amendment as well. I'm the head of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
If you're a radio listener and you go, what is going on? I was at a toy store and saw this Star Wars figure. I forget the character's name. And especially up close, if you look in the eyes, it is literally a spitting image of Dianne Feinstein. What's the character's name? I forget. I think CJ knew. But there he is, or there she is, Dianne Feinstein action figures. And look, she's got her firearm, her blaster, but you can't have yours. But she's a nice lady. She just wants the firearms because she's a friend. That's the only reason she wants them. Ladies and gentlemen, I may actually try to interview, this entity known as Dianne Feinstein's demon tonight on the nightly news. I'm thinking about how to best do it with a piece of dark satire. But there you go. In fact, guys, we punch up my screen. I want to show them why I say it looks just like Dianne Feinstein. There you go. I mean, if you look at photos of her and watch how she speaks, I mean, she literally, because I don't go off how people look, but if somebody's completely crazed-eyed and looks like the stalker, her eyes look like Ramirez, the Night Stalker's eyes, who, by the way, she protected. Do we have that clip from the local news? This is dealing with her helping to, well, blow their case. She just came out and announced all the evidence when he was still killing people so he could continue killing them. And people said she was told not to do it, but she did. Well, I mean, friends got to help friends. I mean, at least at a spiritual level, kindred spirits. So let's go ahead and go to the Night Stalker clip. Here it is.
When their best evidence on the Night Stalker case is made public by the mayor of San Francisco, detectives in Los Angeles are devastated.
It was really upsetting that somebody in that high a position could allow that kind of information to be released.
They had no idea how traumatized we were. And living this 16 hours a day and then have it all thrown out the window, I was not a happy camper.
L.A. Sheriff Sherman Block responds immediately by holding a late-night press conference of his own.
Some of these agencies have released some very critical, sensitive information. That information has not only jeopardized the conduct of our investigation, but in reality it places this community in jeopardy because it impedes our ability to go forward fully with the investigation.
There you go, and Dianne Feinstein. Dianne Feinstein is a gangster and a mobster and an un-American piece of filth who should be tried for treason. By the way, that's what the founders said. They said if somebody tries to overthrow any of the Bill of Rights, they should be tried for treason. She led the move to put warrantless wiretapping 10 years later, FISA, back in place and even expanded secret spying on the American people. But she gave lip service years ago against it, but then spearheaded getting it back through, kind of like Obama. Yeah, I'm against the NDAA. It's wrong. Turned out his lawyers wrote it. Well, don't worry about it passing. I'm going to veto it so it wouldn't get opposition. Oh, don't worry. He's going to veto it. Then it passes. He goes, well, I'll veto it. I said, folks, he won't veto it. He wrote it. And who was right? I'm not smart, folks. I know known liars. We've all had, quote, friends in high school or college that turn out not to be our friends. And after you catch him lying to you about 10 times, you just don't associate with him anymore. Well, here's the deal. I can't quit associating with Dianne Feinstein. She sits up there on Capitol Hill defecating all over us. And I, quite frankly, am tired of her. I want her out of my life, out of my country, and off my back. You stinking witch! You stinking witch! This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institutions, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 31st day of December 2012. This year has gone by the fastest of any in my life. Just light speed. Tomorrow, I'm going to be here live on the first day of January 2013. A lot of people ask me, because I'm not bragging about it, why were you here during the Christmas week? A lot of the week. Why were you shooting videos for InfoWars.com on Christmas Day? Why are you uploading videos at 1 a.m.? People can see them go live on YouTube. Why are you going to be here on the last day of the year? Why are you going to be here tomorrow? That'd be like asking on Christmas Day if I saw somebody robbing my car out in the driveway, why I'd go out and tell them put their hands up and call the police. I mean, we're under attack, ladies and gentlemen. It's not some extraordinary thing that I'm here fighting as much as I can. What's valuable in my life is standing up to these tyrants and having an effect. We're having an effect against them. Our reports about foreign governments, Russia and China, calling for the UN treaty to disarm us and saying they want to help Obama. Bizarre, off the chart stuff. Dianne Feinstein owning guns, but saying you shouldn't be able to own guns. Off the chart stuff. I mean, I would have been at home anyways today researching. This morning I found the clip. Had 100 views from 60 Minutes. 101 views. Been up for a while. Of Dianne Feinstein on 60 Minutes saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, I want to take your guns. I'm going to take your guns. I'm going to play the clip here in a moment. That is sensational. Because people don't read bills. Her bill says they can take any guns they want and actually confiscate them. But it's written where it says, well, you'll have to register guns you already own that are already registered to the NICS. You'll come in and we can either approve you keeping them or we may just order you to turn them in and we'll pay you for them. I mean, that is sensational. That makes me walk around and start hyperventilating. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I can have some tough guy try to start a fight with me on the street, and I don't start hyperventilating. But I've been walking around my house and things, basically having the beginnings of anxiety attacks and hyperventilating. Okay? Because I know what it means that they're coming for our guns. I realize how big of a threat this is. I mean, I'm not even getting chills anymore over this. I am just literally trying to control myself because I've got the energy that wild horses couldn't drag me away from this microphone. And then I get on the air and I'm so wound up, I can't even hardly talk now. Do you know what it signifies that this mafia that runs the Senate, a bunch of insider trading crooks on record, do you know what it means when they have this wild look in their eye and the arrogance their minions are displaying and all the activities they're engaged in? You know what it tells me? It tells me they're going after our guns no matter what. And then a lot of you are like, well, I'll just turn them in. Yeah. You know what comes after you turn those guns in? You see, this isn't just going to be like Australia or New Zealand, where they got rid of the guns and flooded the country with foreigners who go around beating up the Australians en masse, and then the police protect the foreigners. It won't just be good old socialist balkanization. The globalists have said they're going to go after the veterans. We have the biggest prison population in the world. We have 7 million people a year in the criminal justice system, 4.5 million pushing 5 million in prison. They have school programs from Virginia to Arizona, from California to Michigan, where the correction corps, the big private prison industry, runs security in the schools and are basically training the kids how to be prisons. And they have contracts on how they guarantee the prisons will be 90% filled with people in the area. And the police go out on quota to arrest people and trump up charges if need be to put you in jail, just like Tulia, Texas, where the locals owned part of the private prison and put the entire male black population of the town in jail, in the prison. Slavery is back, ladies and gentlemen. And now they want to fill the prisons with veterans and gun owners. We are a prison society now. Prisons are colleges of corruption. They send you to the jails, to the juvenile halls, to the prisons, where you are immediately gang raped, you are immediately beaten until you submit and join the gang. And if you are white, you join the white supremacist, the Aryans. If you're black, you join the black supremacist. If you're Hispanic, you join the Hispanic supremacist. If you are Asian, you join the Asian supremacist racial triads. The prisons are set up, and they put each head of the gang over their wing, and the gangs run security. That way, the private prisons can have a minimal guard force and sit back and ship the drugs in to be sold to the prisoners. And you ask, how do they sell them drugs? Well, They sell their bodies, they sell their blood, and they sell their labor in the private prison industries, working for 25 cents an hour on average, to then displace our jobs on the outside. This government is light years into evil. This government engages in things openly that no other government's ever done. Open torture, open child sex slave trafficking, mainstream news, nobody gets in trouble. The government is now an army of murderers, criminals, pedophiles, insider trader types, high-frequency trading, total fraud. We have a giant criminal network in control, and now they're ready to dissolve the rest of the country. Because in the past, it was only poor people targeted by this. In the past, it was the weak targeted. In the past, this system operated like roaches right behind the wall in the crawl spaces. Now they're blowing their trumpet and announcing they're going to charge the general population. They're coming for us. What did I tell you a month ago on air, and since then every week? Drums, drums, drums in the deep, they are coming. My instincts, not just my intellect, are 10 times any concern I've ever had. If it was a Richter scale, the needle is slamming and pegging. Okay? They're probably getting ready to blow up a bunch of federal buildings and blame it on us. Mass murder, stuff that'll make Fast and Furious. As Larry Pratt said, if they stage Fast and Furious consciously that killed thousands, including hundreds of children, at least 5 U.S. police officers, they will stage anything. They are staging it all. The timing, the M.O., the whole story, all of it. They're doing it. My gut knows. But even if you don't go with your gut, look at what they're doing. Look at how they're operating. And you know, one reason my gut is so twisted right now is that I know I've crossed a threshold into a zone where there's a very good chance they're going to kill me. You know what? I don't care. In fact, it's more than not caring. I'm committed to this to a level of I'm not glad about that danger, but I accept it, and it lets me know I'm living a true life of value and an example to others despite all my problems, and that I am truly defending humanity and truly living. And I'm so alive that beauty in the world, both physical and emotional and spiritual, is opening up to me to levels that I've never even known, because I'm now stepping in to the true ultimate goal of humanity is to be able to lay down your life for your others, to lay down your life for the innocent. And again, I'm not saying this is going to happen. You're praying for me. You're out there. But I just want to tell you something. The danger zone is here. We are on that highway to the danger zone. It's a cheesy song, but it says it all. Can we find that and play that? Thank you. It's on YouTube. I think we even have it saved. Maybe we should come back with that and then go to phone calls. Because you're all on that highway to danger zone. So many people consciously think that they're going to go along with this and you'll be safe. No, the only way you're safe is by facing it. So I ask you all to pray for us, because we have people that want the guns of Mr. and Mrs. America. They want the average person disarmed. They hate you because they know you're good. They're evil. They want you helpless. Let's go to Dianne Feinstein saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn in your guns. This is her wish if she had the votes. She didn't have it 15 years ago. She's got them now. Here it is.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
And see, the reason she said that, I've noticed these witches always do it with other witches. She was on with one of the witches from 60 Minutes. When these witches, these anti-man, anti-family, anti-children, eugenics, abortion-loving, just whores of death, these angels of death. One of the new angels of death, of course, is Brad Pitt's wife.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the East, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the gravest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change him, he will.
When good people,
oh, man, is invading,
stand down and just decide the government's their friend, everything goes to Hades in a handbasket. There's no doubt in my mind they killed Andrew Breitbart. The more I've investigated it, he was coming out with big investigations on Dianne Feinstein and insider trading. Been doing some research on Feinstein. People that go after her don't end up too well. She's a monstrous person who wants Mr. and Mrs. America disarmed. If she had the vote, she'd say, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn your guns in to me. And now the president's going to follow her recommendations and she controls what bills are introduced. And the bill openly states, at the discretion of the ATF, all guns can be ordered turned in. I've read it. It's open-ended. Assault weapons and other firearms. It's all written open-ended. And because it's so over the top, people are like, oh, it can't mean that. And then she comes out and says, oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Do I get an apology from anybody out there? I mean, have you noticed that everything we've talked about is starting to come true? Do you want the other stuff to come true? Because a lot of people say, Alex, they leave you on the radio because they think you're just scaring people. And so I went and did some investigation into that and did find I've talked to a lot of people. I've talked to professional athletes off record, UFC people, baseball players, you name it, basketball players, boxers. I mean, these are like tough guys. In fact, when I've been with Joe Rogan many times behind the scenes with top UFC people, they'll say, hey, man, I listen to your show all the time, but I have to turn it off because it's so scary. It freaks me out. But, you know, that's why they're tough guys, because they're in the real world. Somebody who really is a fighter, somebody who's been on the streets, a lot of those guys are like, you know, out of prison and stuff. They know when they hear stuff, it's dangerous. See, it's manly to actually know that there's a danger and want to deal with it. Cowards are so cowardly that they lie to themselves and say things aren't happening. You know what I'm talking about? You ever been around people that are, you know, really tough but don't brag about it, but also smart in business, whatever it is, and they have those wily eyes? You can see the intelligence in people's eyes. It's amazing. And anybody that has intelligence in their eyes knows we're in deep trouble. But then you get these other people who just smile at you and giggle like everything's funny. This is a short segment. I'm going to go to break and come back and talk to Judy, Frankie, Frank, David, Ken, and many others. I'm basically like somebody on the coast of a town when a 200-mile-an-hour hurricane's coming in with 30-foot swells, and I'm saying, folks, brace for impact. You understand? People out there tend to think that when you talk about something, it makes it happen. That by merely discussing all this evil and bringing it into people's attention, that somehow now I'm ruining their day. That I'm somehow making it a reality because they didn't previously know about it. Folks, the evil was already there, whether you knew about it or not. You ever walked out to a picnic table and you're sitting there eating at the picnic table for about an hour and you're cooking hamburgers? This happened to me once at Enchanted Rock in college. And I'm sitting there cooking hamburgers, big batholith rock cropping outside Austin. And then there's some ladies out there and some friends, and we're drinking, you know, Bloody Marys. And I'm sitting there, and I look underneath the bench, and there's a rattlesnake coiled up right there. It was cold outside. I think it was in the spring. He'd come out trying to get some sun up under the edge where the sun was shooting underneath it. And there was a big old rattlesnake right there. Now, I guess as a modern trendy, I would just say, there's nothing there, I'm positive. I was like, whoa, everybody, real calm. Let's get up, let's back out of here. And we threw rocks at it until the rattlesnake got, you know, woke up because he was cold. Not very dangerous then because they can't strike very good. And slithered off to a hole. Same thing one time, I was in a deer blind. Start of deer season. And I'd gotten in there at dark, and I'm sitting in the deer blind on the ground. And when I got up, I was in there smoking cigarettes back then, still smoked. I got up, and I went out and urinated, and I came back, and I looked, and there was a copperhead coiled up. But it's the same deal. It's not like seeing the snake made the snake be there, and now I was in danger. Thank God now I've seen the snake. Now I know it's there. You see what I'm saying? You understand? The snake's there, whether you admit it or not.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local statehouse, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at InfoWars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to InfoWarsStore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Liberty lovers build as well. And our enemies openly write books, Bertrand Russell and countless others, bragging that they've studied how good people fight collectivists and criminals throughout history, and how in the final revolution they would slowly destroy the family, slowly drug the food and water, slowly put out mind-numbing propaganda and debasing information through culture, with culture against man, to destroy humanity once and for all so that they, the ascended ones, can be in full control. Well, they're not ascended to begin with that type of worldview, I will assure you, and they will never inherit the earth, and they will fail. And their greatest attempt at destroying us will destroy them. But that does not mean that in the process of this, things are not going to get extremely rough. Now, I want to cover one more article in your calls, shifting gears out of the open announcement that they're coming to ban our guns. And on that subject, I want to say this. This doesn't have to happen. If we defeat them totally banning our semi-autos and registering everybody and making us turn in whatever guns they want and no gun buy list, outside law, if we defeat all this, they will go back to saying, we never wanted your guns. It's preposterous. We never wanted to ban any of them. That's just insane. And we'll have to come back with all the clips and all the bills and all the admissions to just show the public what liars they are yet again. They never give up. We never give up. And so many lazy people, spiritually lazy, I think at a core level, think that, oh, I have to fight for my freedom again. I give up. I'm demoralized. It's in the fight that you get stronger. And it's in the fight each time that you're going to get stronger. Your ancestors went through absolute unmitigated hell so that you'd have a few basic freedoms. And speaking of basic freedoms, not in this issue of the magazine, not the next, but the next I'm going to do on slavery. The fact that slavery's back. I saw an article where a lady opened up packages from China and found, you know, letters from people in slave camps. And China admittedly puts political dissidents for no reason in slave camps. Buddhist and Falun Gong and anybody that criticizes communism. And it just reminded me of all the real slavery going on today. That's why the media always wants to go, oh, black slavery. Not that it wasn't terrible, but so that you only think of slavery as something in the past and don't see all the modern configurations of it. And will you guys put that next article up on screen for viewers, please? We're seeing this with RG3, who's had all these black commentators come out in the last month and say he's not really black. And why? Because he says he likes people of all, quote, races, and that he wants to be known for the character of his deeds and the content of his life, not his color. That's, by the way, paraphrasing Martin Luther King, what he said. And why would the gangbanger types and why would the people on ESPN, the same ones that come out and say, ban guns, the Ku Klux Klan wants you to own guns, when the Klan actually wanted to ban guns? That's on record. They got the first gun laws passed. Why do they say that? Because they want us all fighting with each other over race, and the power structure is threatened by a clean-cut guy, Christian, with a great record, who's articulate and very smart, who says, I don't want to be part of your gangbanger stuff. They're like, oh, this guy isn't in with the brothers. That's some of the quotes. And he's not really black in all this garbage. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the power structure elevates people that will create division. The most racist channel out there is MSNBC. You turn it on, I mean, it is just wall-to-wall bashing white people. And why is that done? The social engineers aren't stupid. They want white people tuning through those channels to think blacks all hate them, to create real racism. They want you to be a racist but be a fake liberal, where you say the right things, but in truth, blacks don't like whites, whites don't like blacks, vis-a-vis. Fortune 500 funds La Raza, Mecha, all these groups that say, for those inside the race, everything, for those outside of the race, nothing. What does Raza mean? It means the race. The big mega corporations that are spiking the food with stuff that's absolutely annihilating people that have got Native American blood. That's what Hispanics are, Spanish bloodline mixed with Native American. They're just wiping them out. But as long as you tell them, I'm your friend, look, I hate white people. Again, you're not a true Hispanic, and you don't care about your raza unless you hate white people. And they force feed that. Because they don't want us getting together against the New World Order. There's a few thousand globalists, ladies and gentlemen. They want to play us off against each other. All right, I said I'd go to calls. We'll take calls to the balance of the broadcast and get to some more of these clips. I'm going to play Joe Biden saying he authored the assault weapons ban, but then in one speech, but another saying, we're not going to try to ban your semi-autos. We'll never do that. That's a conspiracy theory. And a lot more. It's just that folks better get the news here. The reason Hollywood puts out movies like Machete and movies like Django is so it's fashionable and cool to hate white people. And you notice there's a lot of black folks that go see Django and they say, this is horrible. Let's make a joke out of this stuff. But that's the whole point, is it's all exploitive and vampiric. You see, Quentin Tarantino thinks he's real smart and real slick and real cool because he's part of the predator class now, playing groups off against each other, and then he laughs and says, oh, it's just funny. It's an exploitive film, blah, blah, blah. No, no. It's meant to create division. And it's meant to distract, you see, from everything that's happening in this culture. And I ought to tell a Quentin Tarantino story, but I'm not going to tell it. I'm not going to tell it. I'm not going to get invited to things and then tell stories. I'm just going to shut up right now. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls as promised. Let's go ahead and talk to Judy in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's nice to talk to you again. I'm really concerned, as you are, about what's unfolding right now. And I'm older than you, and I remember what it was like just to have complete privacy and to be able to be anonymous and go to places and have no cameras. I mean, I live next to, some really beautiful beaches, and I've been out on holidays, and even when it's not holidays, having ATV vehicles with sheriffs on them and having a Coast Guard or a sheriff boat go up and down the coastline and have helicopters go over.
Listen, I go to city beaches on the Texas coast, like Port Aransas, and then I go to the National Seashore, where I've gone my entire life since I was a baby. And the last two trips, I had more interactions with police than I had in my 38 years before that. And they literally walk over and do TSA behavioral profiling, and they go down the beach and talk to everybody. And the third time they came back, I said, get the hell out of here. Excuse my French. I said, listen, you're a little control freak over here assessing us. And I said, and you know who I am. That's why you've been back here three times. I said, get out of here, you un-American. You're the one that needs to be watched. I'm telling you, folks, they told us that it was for Al-Qaeda. They run Al-Qaeda. They've run all this anti-terror training. It's for us. And they've hired, literally, the state police now pull people over and go, what kind of firearms you got at home? I mean, the country's gone, okay? And look, the good news is all the people that serve the system, they're going to have everything they have taken as well. But it doesn't matter because they're mental midgets. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm going to shut up. I even told the story about this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We're the law-abiding citizens. This is what is so disturbing.
No, ma'am. You're the food. You're the food. You're the food. And they want the food to know. They want the food to know they're in charge. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, what is it going to take, and how much worse does it really need to get? I'm concerned about the Schultz and Nisa moment. I don't want to be any part of it, okay? I mean, and I'm a full-blooded American. And, you know, what we've gone through as a country, I sat in the living room live coverage in 2001 when the major event occurred. And I asked myself, when the first building went down, why did it not break off at the top?
They blew it up, ma'am. I have the police on tape saying they blew them all up. But, I mean, they even said, we're getting ready to blow them up. It was on the news. They said, get back, we're blowing them up. But, a larger issue, ma'am, is, you see, they hate America. They want to have the hot purge. Their dream is to round up Mr. and Mrs. America. Do you understand? You're not, no one's, listen, it isn't like a rattlesnake where you throw rocks at it and it goes away. These are like King Cobra is coming at us. You understand that? You're not going to get away from them without it if we went totally apolitically and ran around like chickens with our heads cut off, they might not go ahead with the bombing of federal buildings and stuff. I guarantee you they're planning. They've done it before. They're getting ready to do it again. I know the look in their eye. They're going to drop the hammer on us. So, ma'am, what you're saying is you don't like the fact you can't go anywhere without being henpecked by Homeland Security?
It's the fact that I talk to people. It's the fact that I've been politically active. I no longer believe in protests. And I have my reasons, and it's hard to go into it because it's a painful subject, because I don't believe in it anymore. But it's like, you know, when you see the repeat of history, when you know that people are lying, and they, like you said, they lie over and over and over again, and people still have this blind trust or this naivete or complete fear.
And they talk about it. They say when we lie, we must lie about everything to create a total a 3D model of lies where the whole world is a lie with lies within lies within lies within lies. See, we watch Joe Biden tell lie after lie. And you're like, man, he's an idiot. Why? No. He's targeting people to train them to accept lies. God bless you, ma'am. Look, you say you don't believe in protest. When the media is giving something attention up front, you know they're going to control it. What they don't want is you to go to Bilderberg. Every time it's in the U.S., people protested Bilderberg 5-6 times in the U.S. Every 4 years it comes here. Finally, it was an international blowout in the media, and they had to cover it, and it made them look like fools. It took patriots 5 or 6 times over 20-something years to finally make them admit it was there. And then all those decades of saying it didn't exist, listen, the system has never been in more trouble. That's why they're trying to drop the hammer right now. Protesting is banner hangs on highways. Protesting is calling into talk radio. Protesting is going to the meet and greet with your U.S. senators and shouting them down. It's not being nice anymore. It's getting aggressive. It's finding out where they go to church to stage for the cameras and going and getting in line and saying, getting their hand, looking them in the eye and saying, I don't appreciate you trying to disarm us. We're not your slaves. And being real cold about it. Okay. We all need to let them know. They want us to know with the NSA they're watching us. They want us to know they're following us. They want us to know with the cops pulling you over for no reason and the cops coming over when you're sitting there at the beach going, what's going on today? What's in your coolers? How you doing? They want you to get used to that. Go, hey, get used to us in your face. I see cops at restaurants. I walk over and I say, you guys, good guys or bad guys? You know about the New World Order? You know about America being occupied? A lot of times they go, yeah, we know. I'll go, good, enjoy your lunch. But if they buck up, I go, oh, what? What, you don't like me swaggering over to you? I'm supposed to be scared of you? I watched video of the TSA at the NFL game with drones over it. And they strut around with guns on their side of their legs like commandos. And it's all these roid head type guys bugging their eyes out at people. I mean, I'm sorry. I see a guy doing that. I'm like, why are you acting so tough? Why are you acting like there's a problem? Why are you acting like I'm bad? Because you want to teach me how to be a perp. You want to teach me that I'm being inducted into the prison and you're the big bad prison guard, aren't you? Oh, we got a situation. Hey, what's wrong with you, sir? What's wrong with me? I don't like an occupied army. I'm not in Fallujah, Jack. Oh yeah, I see. I'm going to start videotaping, and I do sometimes. Like I got one of these things on my phone right here, but then it turned out they were all listeners, so I haven't put the video out yet. But still, why do they have patrols on the hike and bike trail now in the middle of nowhere where you might see one person an hour? Why do I run into four of these guys? And I come over, oh, what's going on? Keeping this safe from blah, blah, blah. You know about the government staging 9/11. You know about this and that. You know about how the government's funding Al-Qaeda. Yeah, we're listeners. We agree with you. We know it's terrible. I'm like, oh, okay. But see, they're trying to dominate us, ladies and gentlemen. And they're trying to get all the rest of the minions of the system to think it's okay to dominate us. They win. It's over. Frank in New York, thanks for holding, brother.
Oh. Hi, how you doing?
Good, brother.
Very good, thank you. I just want to take a moment to thank you for opening my eyes. I was a zombie before all the situation happened. From 9/11 on, I've been awake big time. Basically, my question to you is this. I'm strongly considering getting a gun, basically, because I don't trust the government at all. I understand what they're trying to do. I have a good friend of mine that owns a gun shop, and he actually pushed me to get, you know, to go for my gun license or a permit. But it's, unfortunately, it's very difficult to get a gun permit in New York, where I'm at. Now, the question is this, though. What do you think is going to happen? Are they really going to go and repeal the Second Amendment?
They're openly calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment now. Before they said, oh, there's no Second Amendment right to own guns. And now they're like, you have a right for us to repeal it. Yes, they are going to, your governor has said he's going to order them turned in. I don't have the New York gun laws in front of me, but do you need a permit for a rifle? You know, something like a bolt-action rifle?
Question that I don't know, to be honest with you.
I'm I got to pull up your laws on that, but let me tell you something, sir. There is nothing better under heaven and earth than a double-barreled shotgun sawed off at legal length. I mean, usually with a criminal attacking you or something, the truth is that's one of the most deadly and best weapons out there. And it's also in a moment with a criminal busting in your door or somebody trying to rob you or somebody trying to carjack you, a sawed off shotgun is you just pull it and pull the trigger. And I mean, then everything in the way is blown to kingdom come. So I personally would get something like a Bounty Hunter, legally, sawed off or manufactured short barrel 12 gauge shotgun. But you can also get great little semi-auto 410s. I mean, there's just so many shotguns out there. And you can also, well, here's the deal. A lot of states have already basically banned guns. You're already registered. And it's just a shame. Stay there.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm going to go back to your calls and wide open phones into the third hour. You know, now it's out in the open that they're coming after our guns. I'm going to finish up with the caller in New York here in just a moment. But the fact that they'll come right out and say, yeah, we want to ban your guns, make you turn them in, Mr. and Mrs. America, it really shows you that they've got some big things planned. They're not going to even get anywhere near getting away with this unless they attack some of their own federal buildings. They like to kill kids because that gets some extra gas mileage. Plus, they like it. So they'll probably kill some kids in federal daycare centers like in 95, which if you haven't seen the film, A Noble Lie, that I'm in and that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, I mean, it's an open and shut case. We even know who did the attack, the names of the men that bombed the buildings. We have the police officers and other witnesses who were actually death threatened by the FBI. They said, we'll kill you and your wife if you don't shut up. We've got the head of the HUD department who was there and witnessed him plant the bombs. They told her it was gray sticks of butter. We know exactly who did that. And so criminals do the same thing over and over again. They'll hit federal buildings. Very few federal buildings have nurseries in them. If you're in a federal building with a nursery, look out. That's the kind of places they'll attack. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that your bosses are foreign banks, but they will kill you. It's to make you victims so you can all, you know, in the peer pressure, go to the event and grandstand. When they do this, though, you got to have cameras out immediately. Because a lot of times their operatives will be there watching after they commit a mass shooting or watching after they blow something up. They're going to be watching for witnesses. They're going to be watching for you. So especially if you work in federal buildings, I would carry video cameras on you. All your phones do it now. All Americans, you know, our people were on the plane with the underwear bomber. And that's how we exposed it was government op. Later came out it was government op. I hope you don't look up the congressional testimony. But it was confirmed. See, that's something that shakes them up. Every day we've got more people watching them. Real patriots. They want us busy watching each other and the cops treating us all like we're suspects. Well, we're watching you. And a lot of police are waking up and are now watching the feds. I talked to them. So good luck. Good luck with your next stage terror attack like Fast and Furious. Let's play this clip of Feinstein one more time before I go back to Frank. Here it is.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein worked for more than a year to get the assault weapons bill passed in the face of ferocious opposition from the National Rifle Association. She says she got the best she could.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that.
All right. I've got to check the town, the city, but I know the state laws in New York are very restrictive. To answer the fellow's question, the reason I said a 410, if you're not a firearm owner, semi-auto 12 gauges might, you know, the recoil might freak out. All you do is just hold it firm and there's really no recoil. But the best gun in most states that gets around registration and jumping through hoops for handguns or even for rifles are your revolvers. And you can get revolvers like the Judge put out by Taurus that carries 410 shotgun shells. And it's just a really great weapon. It really is first class for somebody who may not have the best accuracy. And plus, you don't want to kill your kids in the next room, so it's flangible. So, Frank, does that answer your question from New York? You got to check your local laws and things, okay? All right, Frank's gone. We're going to come back, and we're going to go to Frank in North Carolina. Then we're going to go to Ken, David, Phil, and others. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local state house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution these groups and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to Infowarsstore.com today and sign up for a subscription. Give it as a gift subscription or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at Infowarsstore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.